India can provide healthcare for all of its population of more than a billion by the year 2020, according to health experts who addressed a crowded meeting of scientists at the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine. The experts are the five contributing editors of a special edition of the medical journal The Lancet, in which there's a call for action to India to marshal its growing economic and political power to ensure the whole population receives good healthcare. Vikram Patel gave a talk about the need to include chronic diseases and injuries as part of this. But first, I asked him what he made of the busy meeting we had both just been attending.
Well, I'm really delighted that we're having a launch of the Lancet series on universal healthcare here in London, but a series which is relating to India because of the very large Indian diaspora in this country, including myself, for example, people who are of Indian extraction or origin but are very committed to health and social issues in that country.
And do you think there's real hope for getting something like universal healthcare in India by 2020?
Well, it's certainly an aspiration, and therefore there is a hope. I think there is genuine evidence of commitment at the highest level of government for universal healthcare. Perhaps not every single prescription of our call to action may be implemented, but certainly there is an aspiration at all levels of government to make it happen.
Now, in the issue of chronic diseases and injuries, you have been pointing out that although we may well think of infectious disease, some of the traditional killers, but in fact chronic diseases like coronary heart disease, diabetes and so on, cancer even, can be hugely important in a country like India.
Well, absolutely correct. What our evidence shows is that India is seeing two concurrent epidemics, the old diseases, the infectious and maternal newborn and child health problems, coexisting now with a massive and growing burden of chronic diseases and injuries.
Can you give me some examples about what can indeed be done in the Indian context?
Well, in our paper, we've actually carried out very specific India-specific analyses on what treatments are cost-effective in that country. And we've been able to show that a range of interventions at population, primary care and secondary care level can be effectively delivered by low-cost health workers within these settings. Those are the sorts of interventions we're recommending for urgent scale-up within the public health system.
Now, we're talking here about cooperating with things like Great Britain's pattern, which in Great Britain there's a National Health Service. Do you think this is something that could be of help to India?
Absolutely. I think myself, I have been very heavily influenced by the National Health Service here in Britain and the egalitarian and equitable nature of that service. And clearly, when I was thinking of working with my colleagues in India about what kind of healthcare system might be ideal for that country, I thought that the model that's been adopted in Britain could form a very useful template, which might then obviously be modified to suit the Indian circumstances, but was a great template to begin working on.
Now, what's the kind of bottom line message that you would like people to take away from this meeting here about the aspiration India might have for achieving healthcare for all very soon?
Well, the most important message is that while this is an agenda that must be resolved and dealt with by Indians in India, that global lessons, and particularly the lessons that we have here in Britain from the NHS and other similar experiences, have a great deal of contribution to make to our colleagues in India who are attempting the same journey that Britain had made 60 years ago.
And is it daunting, do you think?
Of course it is. India has a billion people. It's an enormously daunting task. But at the same time, there are great examples of success at the level of provinces or states in India. And that alone serves as great role models for other parts of the country.
Vikram Patel, Professor of International Mental Health at the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine. For Audio News, I'm Peter Goodwin.